You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
King Charles was officially crowned over the weekend, but the real news of the day is that Katy Perry couldn't find her seat. And the video of her wandering around looking for it went viral. It's partially because she had this big-ass hat on she couldn't really see.
Oh, really?
But then it just became memes. But this was her as she was trying to figure out where she was sitting. She can't see, right, because of the hat. She's looking around.
That's how you feel when you're like looking for your friends at the ball game.
Right.
Like, oh, God, am I in the wrong section?
Am I? Aren't they? Is this it? Is am I sitting?
Seems like she'd have someone helping her.
I know.
Yeah.
She did. Is your seat?
So she, of course, was paying attention to social media. Later in the day, she tweeted, "Don't worry, guys, I did find my seat." It was also pretty hard not to notice that Prince Harry was seated a few rows behind the rest of his family. Normally, he would be seated right up front.
Yeah. Is there some kind of balcony thing that happens, too? Because that's what my mom was going on and on about.
Oh, yeah. So then they go back and they appear on the balcony.
He wasn't allowed on the balcony.
I think he just left.
Yeah.
I think he flew back home.
That's what I thought, too. And I was like, really, Mom, settle down.
No, it was, they wouldn't let him. They hate him.
I'm like, Mom, relax.
He got on a plane and went back to L.A.
Yeah. He literally was there just for the ceremony and then headed right out of town.
That makes some sense.
So he wasn't a part of any other.
Saw the Grim Reaper, though? You saw
the Grim Reaper. That was another thing that was trending. People spotted the Grim Reaper.
Here he comes.
The cameras to be
walking past here at Westminster
the Grim
Abbey.
Reaper. Hello.
It's awesome.
The Grim Reaper is there,
which shouldn't shock anybody.
I mean, if that doesn't look like a Grim Reaper.
Incredible.
Yeah. Obviously, just a church official in like the official robe and stuff, carrying something, but not great.
That's funny.
But that is another thing that kind of trended as the ceremony was going on. Katy Perry, though, more in her element yesterday when she performed at the coronation concert with Lionel Richie, Andrea Bocelli, Steve Winwood, Nicole Scherzinger, and the British group Take That. The King and Queen, I guess, even appeared on American Idol last night with Lionel Richie and Katy Perry.
Man, they got Take That to show up? Wow.
Yeah,
what
they
a
did.
Treat.
They did.
But just a real boring event.
Yeah, I just saw him, like a clip of him being really angry and bored, waiting to go in in the carriage or whatever.
To be honest, don't you feel like England is, they're lucky that they don't have any powers anymore? Because I feel like Charles is so angry, he would have been one of those really evil kings.
He'd have been a ruthless one.
Yeah, I do. I honestly do. Like, it's like he's too old to have become the king right away. You know what I mean?
The other hilarious moment was there's this dude there that people thought was someone in disguise.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was obviously someone who was in disguise. People then speculated, is that Meghan Markle in disguise?
Come on.
Like, did a Hollywood makeup guy dress her up? Because this is the...
Looks like Fred Durst.
Right? When he put on...
That's actually Fred Durst.
Yeah.
It's actually a legendary composer.
Yeah.
And that's just how he looks.
Yes.
Right? It's not a disguise. It's just his normal...
That's his normal look. Big glasses, big mustache, big moppy head of hair. A lot of people thought that it was...
That's hilarious.
Meghan in disguise or someone
Meghan
else
Markle
in disguise.
I mean, there's no way...
Yeah.
But that's him.
He's
there.
Like, hello.
Sir Carl Jenkins. He's a friend of the royal family.
He's a sir, even.
Yeah, he is a sir.
People are wondering. I didn't watch any of this.
I didn't watch a single second of it.
I watched one report. Boring. My mom was up early watching it.
Oh,
I know,
my
family,
too.
But it was so, like, the minute I tuned in for it, I'm like, oh.
It's such a weird ceremony. There's, like, all these oils and things they use. And
oils,
but it's true. They have so many different
oils.
Traditions that they have in place there, right?
It's like watching an old man get covered in oil. I don't know.
And then they couldn't fit the crown on his head. I'm like, you don't measure that in advance.
Well, or is it just like that's just been the crown forever?
But I mean,
so you can't.
Queen
really...
Elizabeth was actually tiny when that crown was put on her head. Like she was a young girl,
right? But is so the crown was too small or the crown was too big?
It
I don't
was
know
too
anything.
Small.
Well, it makes some sense.
Yeah, but you got to take that to a tailor. I don't know. Someone has to fix it up.
Yes, I'm a crown tailor.
Yeah.
like someone decided it's going to be on TV all over the world. The crown is the crown.
The
crown is the crown.
You can't change it.
There's no, it's not like a construction helmet on the inside.
There's no, like, nothing on the back like a baseball hat. No,
like, you wear it every day. You just
like the glass slipper in Cinderella.
Okay, let's just set it here.
So he's like, oh, God, is it, can I push it down, please?
It's not going If it falls, I'll kill you.
You think they'd practice it, though.
Yeah, you think.
But I guess he can't wear it until he's officially the king.
Jesus.
I mean, behind closed doors, they don't try that bitch on? I guess let's see how this make their fits.
Wouldn't you be wearing? I'd try it on.
It would
at
never.
Least.
Like, okay, if I all of a sudden became king, there's no way that crown would fit my head. I've got a giant noggin.
That's true, but I'd almost
like sit on top.
I'd almost be like Game of Thrones, where I would have tried that crown on like hundreds of times.
Oh, behind closed doors, I'd be walking around nude with just
exactly.
a crown.
Exactly, scepter. I'd be sitting in the
bring me the crown. Yeah. Bring me the crown again.
Yes, bring me the crown. I'm on the toilet. Bring me the crown. Should we kill my mother? Crown on the throne, please.
Oh, yeah. See, they're lucky, too, that Harry, that it's not the old times. I think Harry would have taken care of everybody.
Oh.
You think he would have just...
Harry would have been like, I'm the king now!
In the old way.
Well, they were saying, too, they're like, well, you know, Charles is so old. He won't be king for long.
Right.
Like, we're setting up for William.
Yeah,
that's what
exactly.
They were saying. Like, that's so rude.
Thing is, though, it just sucks because, like, it's going to feel like we just saw it.
I know.
To
yeah.
people that watched.
It won't be a big deal, I don't
know.
Because he is what?
I don't know. I think it might be a big deal.
Well, apparently it is over there, but I just don't care at all about this whole thing.
No.
It just angers me.
The money that was spent
on
it, too. Absolutely insane. A New Jersey woman who wanted to go to Florida. She was going to Jacksonville, Florida. Somehow ended up on a flight to Jamaica.
Mm-mm. You can see how. No, you can't.
They
you
both really begin can. With J?
That's it.
Gosh. But how does that happen? Let's find out. Here's the story from ABC6 in Philadelphia. Take a listen.
Beverly Ellis Hebbard is a self-described seasoned traveler, jetting back and forth from Philadelphia to her second home in Jacksonville, Florida.
I picked Frontier flights because we flew so often.
Ellis Hebbard says she arrived at the Frontier Airlines gate on November 6th, and the gate board read, PHL to JAX. She asked an agent if she had enough time to run to the restroom.
You know, about 20 minutes.
She says she returned a short time later, only to find the flight almost fully boarded and the jetway door about to close. It was then the gate agent questioned the size of her personal travel bag.
I put it in, and when I went to take it out, my arm right here got all scraped up.
She says the gate agent then hurried her to board.
I would say I took about 10 steps. She said, "Are you Beverly Ellis Hebbard?" I said, "You just had my boarding pass. You just checked me in." Yes.
Once in flight, reality set in. The flight attendant tending to her wound said she'll be able to relax.
I said, "Oh, I would love to be going there, but I have a beach where I live." And she said, "Look at me. This plane is going to Jamaica."
Here's the problem. Ellis Hebbard didn't pack a passport since she was staying stateside. She says the flight crew told her
what?
The flight to Jacksonville had a gate change.
Oh, you're entering a country without a passport.
Ultimately, Jamaican authorities allowed Ellis Hebbard to remain in the jetway, considered U.S. soil, and then return to Philadelphia on a later flight. When the investigative team contacted Frontier Airlines, they would only say the issue was addressed with airport personnel and offered Ellis Hebbard a $600 voucher and refunded her original ticket.
But it should never have happened because I did not have a passport. The woman at the gate did not do her job.
We reached out to the TSA, FAA, and U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. Bottom line, all agencies told us it's the airline's responsibility to match passenger boarding passes to the flight manifest.
Not only that, when you board an international flight, they have to check your passport before
board. Oh, okay.
You're not allowed to board an international flight without showing your passport.
Okay. I thought that you proved who you were at the
check-in.
Like, when you go through that thing, you show your passport to that first guy, and then they're like, go ahead. And I thought you just had to show your gate thing to the person.
The last two international flights I've taken, you had to have your passport in hand with your boarding pass.
It makes sense. I mean, then they know. The whole thing is so weird.
Everything is weird about it. Like, there's no way she should have been on that.
Her name was on, like, even though your flight switches gates, it doesn't mean that I should still be on the list for the Jamaican flight. I should just be on the list for the Jacksonville flight. And when they look at my name, they're like, you're in the wrong place. Like, a complete failure of
You think a mix-up like that couldn't happen?
Yeah. Or she booked a trip to Jamaica.
By mistake. No, she says...
She did.
I got a beach where I live. Well, you can relax in Jamaica, ma'am. You'll be there shortly.
What?
Jamaica.
Why would I do? I'd love it, but I got a beach where I live,
listen to me.
Bitch.
Listen to me.
Shut up.
Listen to me.
What?
We're flying to Jamaica.
Ah!
She seemed angry in the jetway.
Yeah, she did.
You know?
She's quite upset with everything. Yeah, because she scraped her arm.
Oh, what did she do?
And they made her put her...
Oh, yeah!
By the way, back up to that Delta flight that was forced to land at Boston's Logan Airport, an insider at Logan Airport fills us in. The guy who was taken off the flight was upset with his seat, yelling at the guy next to him, saying he was supposed to have that seat. And on his way to the bathroom, elbowed that guy in the head. And so that's when they're like, all right, he's out of here. We're landing.
This almost happened to James, and I wish it kind of, there's part of me that I wish.
No, I don't, because we were all on that flight. That would have been horrible.
I know.
Sorry, y'all would have been going down with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab that guy and put him in a rear naked choke and choke his ass out so fast.
God, that guy.
He wouldn't even know there's a window seat.
That guy, I've never seen, and this was way before people really started freaking out on planes a lot.
Yep.
But because his seat
was the middle,
wasn't next to a window.
There was no window.
There's a certain plane set up where one row is not next to a window.
Yes.
And he had that seat when he booked a window seat, he thought.
Yeah.
But there was no window there, and he was ready to lose his mind if no one would switch with him.
Someone did, didn't they?
Someone did switch with him.
Because, that's incredible.
Bless them, because they were like, I just want to leave.
Yeah.
And so I don't care about that. I don't care about that crap either. Honestly, if that was, it's either like, we're going to be stuck here, or I'll switch seat with the guys, I would have switched seats with him.
Oh, yeah, I would never.
I don't care. I don't need a window. Never, no, I don't care.
I don't ever look out the window.
I'm going to remember that next time if I booked and I don't have comfort glass.
He'll be like, I'm not leaving unless that guy over there switches seats with me.
We're not leaving.
James,
I know you.
Guy over
James,
there in the front.
I know you. We work together.
I don't know that man, but I want his seat.
He doesn't know that man.
Yes. Nobody knows that man, but I want his seat. Otherwise,
it's James Campbell. You can just take him off.
He says he doesn't even care about the window.
Yeah, not how it's going to play out. And finally, a 92-year-old woman named Betty Richardson, her bucket list was to see a strip show.
Awesome.
Sometimes women get old and they're still horny.
Oh, yeah.
So her retirement home made it happen. They sent her and her friends to a male review.
This is incredible.
Now we're talking.
Yeah,
called
this is incredible.
Dream Boys.
Oh.
I've heard of that.
And she and her old lady friends went out there to see it. I did send it to myself.
Uh-huh.
There we go. Huh. Here's a photo of her with the boys.
Not so dreamy, though. Sorry, boys.
Poison doing for you, James?
No. Well, think about it, though, to her,
yeah, but there, I know what else is out there.
Yeah.
92-year-old Betty Richardson, who lives at Care UK's Sway Place, has always had a love for theater, but this time she wanted to see the men at Dream Boys strip on stage. They have a wishing tree where residents can wish on something they've always...
She just writes COGK on it.
Every week. Every single
Betty,
week.
You can't put that word on there.
Rooster. Get it?
They thought this wishing tree would give residents a chance to put forward ideas they've always wanted to explore, and that was hers. She appreciates the male physique, and she's always had a zest for life, so she was able to pick some friends to join her for a show by the Dream Boys. This striptease company has been putting on shows for over 30 years. She was also treated to a meet and greet with the performers, as you see there.
Is that meet with an M-E-A-T?
Yeah, M-E-E-T and greet.
Wow.
After the show, she got to meet them all there.
I'm taking Betty.
Hell yeah.
Geraldine.
Hell yeah.
Diane, you can stay here.
What?
Yeah. Suck on
Screw
that.
You.
Yeah. Well, we've hated each other for years.
Oh.
The visit, they say, was a
Geraldine.
complete yeah. success. And it was lovely seeing her face light up watching the men strip.
Boner.
They say she wanted to thank the team at Dream Boys for making her visit extra special.
I feel like the guys at Dream Boys, they kept pants on for this.
Yeah.
Well, for the meet and greet.
Well,
I don't
yeah.
know for the show.
I hope for the show they gave her the full.
She got the full Monty, I'm sure.
Yeah, full show.
Yeah, but for the meet and
greet. It's funny that she took a bunch of her old lady friends.
Yeah.
I love like, believe in the power of the wishing tree ladies.
I told you it'd pay off. Everybody laughed at me. 4 years straight, every week, I've been putting strip show, mail review. 4 years, it finally pays off, ladies.
You totally do it, right? Like, if an old lady wants to see a strip show?
Of course, yes. In fact, like, it looked very, at least, wholesome. Like, we've seen some guy ones that are, they go south pretty quick.
Yeah, I think they do get, I don't know, maybe they just.
I'm sure that they.
Don't you watch the teaser trailer?
James, this is for you, James. No, it's like a, you have to listen to the music. Can you imagine her and her old ladies there?
Hello! Oh, yeah. Firefighter to the rescue.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know what they're saying. Yeah. I don't know what they're saying. There's like some kind of voice. So I'm sure it's some,
gobsmacked.
Probably like big, giant.
No, no.
Huge. Huge, dark men. Thrusting.
Yeah. James should do the commentary for all videos.
Sexy boys in tank tops.
It's not
get behind
what
the towel,
you generally
ladies.
See 92-year-old women at.
Guns at the hip.
That's not a gun.
Yeah. No, so.
Oh,
I mean,
Michael Jackson.
No.
Michael Jackson impersonator?
Oh, boy. Well, that.
Yeah, that guy who had nothing on.
So, yeah, they go all the way.
Wieners behind bandanas.
Army men, James.
Down and give me 20.
A show like no other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder where they get their tear-off pants.
Dave
That's
has them.
Been trying
Dave,
to find.
Dave has
are
those tear-offs.
Trying to find them?
Yeah, Dave has
They're harder to find. Like, usually the only ones I can find are like for soccer.
Hmm.
Yeah, the snap ones.
Yeah, the snap-aways. I'm like, I need some tear-away pants. But
I believe they make them.
They probably, oh, they make them
they
themselves?
They probably cut the seam. And
oh,
then,
man, that's a lot of work.
I know.
It's hard sure to be like a dreamy model.
Look it up, tear-away pants.
Yeah, let's get James some tear-away pants as soon as possible, please.
Most of them are basketball.
Yeah, like he wants the like, real true ripaways.
Yeah, I want to be able to like walk in the grocery store and look like I'm just wearing normal pants.
You almost have to put stripper pants. Yeah,
you're gonna take your pants off in the right there.
There, we go.
There you go. Look at this guy.
Here's
a hot guy showing them for you, James.
Hey, hi. How are you?
Hey,
can you send me that link? Because I'll actually buy those.
Hey, affordable. I just want to let everybody know in the family, I did a weird modeling gig today. It was super weird. I didn't expect it.
It's like a picture from the 80s. That's what male strippers used to look like?
Well, yeah. I don't think there's a ton of men ordering tearaway pants these days.
It's the old Chippendales. So. Oh, look at that, Dave. You can get some short transforming pants over there again.
Oh, the same guy?
Wow, it's the same guy. Oh,
wow. They no matter use where the you same go. Guy.
Well, I think only
Not
they
great
make...
reviews.
Wow.
Not great reviews?
No.
Oh, no.
For the pants.
Oh, yeah, only 3 stars.
Yeah.
I wonder what's wrong with them.
I think they probably just fall apart.
Just fall to
they
shreds,
fall
right?
apart.
They look
in,
pretty cheap.
They look like the cheap Halloween costume stuff that you could buy.
Velcro was 2 weeks, kept ripping off.
These pants are massive! So they're huge. You'd have to buy a small.
Yeah. You'd Good luck. Let us know if you get a pair of tearaway pants.
We'll put on a show for you.
We'll see how that goes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Dave and Chuck the Freak's Pervert of the Day.
If you go to a fancy hotel spa, you could spend hundreds of dollars getting a decent foot massage. If you go to the Hilton Hotel in downtown Nashville.
Yeah.
You can get one for free.
Very nice.
Kind of. A 52-year-old man named David Neal was arrested and charged with aggravated burglary and assault after he entered a guest room at 5 in the morning over the weekend and sucked on a guy's toes.
Service. Wow.
Thank you.
It's incredible.
Can you imagine
him out of there?
Waking up to a freak sucking on your feet.
I would hate that.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Probably
let me ask you this. If it was a woman, if a random woman was sucking on your toes.
I feel like...
Imagine what that woman looks like, Dave.
Yeah.
A toe-sucking woman
Just Selma Hayek in my head.
Think of...
Okay. It's Dave, I don't think so, Dave.
Dave, it's because Dave has such an elevated view of his own feet that he believes that his feet could date Selma Hayek.
That's a weird way to put it, but
yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Because to me, if anyone got a real good look at my feet... when they're not ready for someone to get down to business, and they still decide to, my God, they must be a disaster of a human. I don't know what you do, though. I don't know what you do.
Well, this guy woke up.
Yep.
Dude had his big toe in his mouth.
Yep.
Confronted him somehow.
Hello, sir.
And then called 911.
Yeah.
He recognized this guy as an employee of the hotel because I guess a few hours before that, the guy had come into his room to help him fix his TV. Turns out this guy was, or at the time, you know, the night manager of the Hilton.
Oh.
In downtown Nashville, this guy.
Oh, right my there. Goodness.
Hi.
What a weird
Welcome
guy.
To the Hilton. What room are you in? Oh, 214, thanks.
I think that might be one of those weird positions that people have.
Like you're a weird
overnight
hotel.
Yeah.
Your job?
Yeah, yep. I think that's weird because I've encountered some weird night managers at hotels also. Nobody has done that to me, thank
if
God.
You're if you're not bumped up to like a better shift...
I think you're the weird one of the bunch, yeah.
Right?
Or like you don't want to be bumped.
Yeah, you prefer.
Up. Yeah,
the freaks come out.
I'll take
night.
The nights.
Yeah,
yep. It's he's got perv written all over him, huh?
Oh my God!
Mm-hmm. He does.
So he went into that guy's room to fix his TV, and something turned him on. Right? Maybe the dude was barefoot. when he went in there.
Wait, though, like, you can't just come in to fix my TV at any hour of the night, right?
No, but he called him earlier, he said. So he had called the front desk and said, hey, there's a problem with the TV. And this guy's like, I'll be right up.
Yeah.
He comes up, tries to fix the TV, but maybe notice the guy's sexy feet. Was really turned on by them.
Oh man, this guy's toes are hot.
Right? And then at 5 a.m. Yes. sneaks into his room to suck on them.
Yeah.
What did he think was going to happen? The guy's going to wake up and go, oh yeah, man.
Got something else for you. Put your mouth on.
Yeah. Okay. This is also
his ankles.
James knows exactly where to go with it. It's disturbing. Yeah. So disturbing.
I know what he's thinking.
Dave also built a scenario, I believe, that does live inside of Dave's own head, where he's like, what if my TV broke? Some creepy guy comes in, notices my beautiful feet. He notices, and then comes back at 5 in the morning and sucks on it.
Notices my
attractive. I can see it happening.
Those attractive, masculine, sexy toes.
Yep. I mean, delicious. He gets a good look at them in my flops. And
they look so lickable.
Oh, man, you'd hate to have some lickable feet.
I believe I do. I got to keep this
puppies. I know you do. I know you
control.
Believe that you do.
I can't show them off to the wrong person.
Yep.
But you have a really high opinion.
He look like...
The ego. The ego on the feet.
The way I feel,
not feet ego.
The way my ego is, he's got that about his feet.
His feet look at themselves in the mirror.
Yep.
Woo! Look at that view.
Dave can't pass one of those little shoe mirrors, you know, without giving it a little, looking good.
Yeah.
Still looking good.
No, I think I have attractive feet, but I'm not. I don't have an out-of-control foot ego.
Well,
anyway.
That's for us to decide.
Let's ask this question, dare we? The craziest thing you've woken up to.
Oh, well, sure.
In a light-hearted manner, what's the craziest thing you've woken up to? If you have got a story to share, 1-855-954-6969. That's the number to reach us on the Dave and Chuck lines. 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. Back to this foot licker.
Yeah.
For the record, this night manager, David, denies he licked his feet. He said he entered the room only because he thought he smelled smoke.
Oh.
And wanted to check on the guest.
Are you awake?
Which is all BS.
Well,
I think the dude was like on the 12th floor or something, and he was at the front desk.
I would never
smell smoke on the 12th floor.
I would never, ever make up a story about that guy sucking my feet. Ever. Like, the fallout to know that a man like that, like, the news is going to break that this guy had my toes in his mouth.
If you would have been in Nashville this weekend and the story broke.
Like, trust me, you don't want that.
Now, he never reported the smoke smell to security. They say no one else at the hotel ever smelled any smoke, so it's all BS. They say that he was in possession of a key to that room. He was arrested at his home, charged with aggravated burglary and assault. He is currently jailed on a $27,000 bond.
Wonder what his home situation is.
Guessing alone.
That's what I would guess, too.
It looks like he's alone.
Bad look for the Hilton, right? That's not what you want to be. Toe sucker employed.
No, I think they try really, really hard not to hire a toe sucker, but that overnight position's hard to fill.
Oh, it is.
It's hard to fill.
I think it is. I think it's one of the weirder jobs you can have.
Yeah.
Nighttime hotel manager. Mm.
Well, it just, there's some creepy people that work in places where they can get to interact, right?
Yeah.
Like that guy that wanted to give us the massage at that hotel in New Orleans.
Oh, the Dracula man.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, not us, by the way.
Oh, please, no, not you and I.
Please clarify.
Not Chuck and I.
Please clarify that you were talking
to massage Chuck and
you
I.
You and your wife.
You and your wife. My wife at the time.
And he was after her feet, was he not?
He was. Yeah, he really was trying to talk her in, but he wanted to do a couple's massage.
Oh, wow. Well, he probably got a good look at them toes.
my big feet energy away, right? So he was really pressuring her to book a couples massage, and then I turned around and looked at the guy. I remember I thought, oh my God, this dude is so creepy.
Yeah.
Turns out he was shortly after busted for ejaculating onto people's feet during their massages.
Yeah, like,
that's even worse.
It's a special moisturizer
than
Dave.
This.
Oh, it is. I'd rather wake up to a man sucking my toe.
Yeah, than
a masseuse ejaculating on my feet. Because you would just think it was massage oil.
You'd have your eyes closed.
Lotion.
Yep.
You'd think it was lotion.
You'd hear like a little bit of. You hear some noise.
Sounds.
And then.
Oh, yeah. What that moisturizer.
Yeah. I'm sure warm. It would sound like he was, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Getting
there. That's a bit of a different aroma than the other oils you were using. Oh, man.
This is the story here. Charles Russo.
Yeah, that was him.
I remember what he looks like.
So. Oh, it's hard to.
That's him right there. Yeah. That's it. Massage therapist accused of sexual battery. Yeah, he was jerking off right onto people's feet.
Yep.
Masturbated and ejaculated during a massage session at the Ritz-Carlton Spa in New Orleans. That's the dude that Amber was ready to let massage us.
Well, also, the Ritz-Carlton doesn't want that kind of heat.
Oh, my God, no.
They did not want that.
No, they didn't.
You know?
Are you kidding?
It's tough. You just never know.
This was when they were still coming back from Katrina, right?
Yes.
Yep. And we got a deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we got the deal of a lifetime, but little did you know it would involve ejaculation. Let's go to
that's
Kyle.
Part of what makes it so sweet.
Or sour. Kyle, how are you?
Doing good, Dave. How you doing?
Doing all right. So we're talking about the craziest thing you've woken up to.
Well, I was probably 20. We were all going to go tubing the next day up on the river here in Florida. We had a big night, partied. I woke up at 4 o'clock, drove everybody up there, probably a group of six of us. Well, got pretty relaxed on the water, I guess, and fell asleep. And when it was time to get out, I guess they tried to shake me and wake me up. Well, I'm a pretty heavy sleeper and fell in the water. I didn't wake up until I hit the bottom and actually tried to breathe. And then I dolphin shot off the riverbed floor up to the top. And everybody who was around us, probably 40 people floating down the river, were all laughing and applauding. And they've been watching the whole thing go down for the last hour while I was sleeping and snoring. And
you fell asleep tubing?
Yeah. I had about 3 hours of drunken sleep the whole time. So.
Yeah. Usually alcohol.
Yeah, I guess.
That helps. Yeah. That does help.
I mean, I was first thinking whitewater rafting, but it wasn't. Tubing is much
tubing
more relaxing.
Tubing is way more relaxing.
Because I've fallen asleep on like a lounger in the water, too. It is very, if the water's calm, it's very peaceful.
The only tubing I did around here was only the one time, and you'd tube for about 3 minutes. And then you'd hit a shallow area and have to pull the thing across. Not as relaxing as one would have hoped. The water levels were down.
Oh. No, that's not peaceful at all.
I felt like a man exploring, you know, a river.
A dude woke up over the weekend to a night hotel manager in Nashville sucking on his toes in his room. Got into his room illegally. And started filleting his feet.
Yep.
What's the craziest thing you've woken up to? Someone said, I woke up to my ex peeing on my face. He was hammered, though, and thought he was peeing in the toilet. So gross.
You sure?
I just wanted to see if you'd be there. Just fishing?
Yep. I mean.
Because if someone's like, oh.
Yep. It's a likely story.
No. Mm-hmm. Most people aren't into pee. In my mind, they aren't. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Taylor, who's with us next. Hi, Taylor.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing okay. Craziest thing you've woken up to?
So I was in boot camp, and so I wake up to my buddy standing over me, just staring down at me. And I hear my drill instructor's voice, and I don't see him, but I hear, do you believe you deserve 8 hours of sleep? I respond with, no, sir. He then proceeds to yell at me, telling me to get out of my rack, run to the bathroom, and start doing ammo can overhead presses in the bathroom. It's like maybe 12 o'clock at night. And then after that, I had to go run and find someone else to go do the exact same thing. And he did that for a few hours.
Oh, wow.
With everybody.
No, he's just son of a bitch.
Yeah,
instructors have just funny
camp question. Life.
Yep, just, that's what gets him going.
You deserve 8 hours of sleep.
You're gonna want to say no to that one.
Yeah.
Sir, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of us would cut it in boot camp, I don't think. There's no boot camp material here.
No.
Like, you think?
I just you would fail at all.
I was
going to
say maybe
different...
Jason could do it, but I've seen him react to spiders and wasps, so I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think any
What
of
makes you
could
think I could survive a boot camp?
Just he's in shape.
You're the most in shape.
Yeah, like I think you could probably climb a rope.
Yeah, I could do that stuff, but as soon as the drill sergeant raised his voice, I'd probably cower in the corner.
Well, you're kind of used to Dave yelling.
I know him. Whenever he does, I almost pass out.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Very easily. He's skittish, as I say.
I just know, like, there are a few obstacles that I've seen and realize I cannot do them or would not do them. That one where you have to climb up, like, 5 stories. And then, like, climb over the top of it and then climb back down. I could never do that. I'd be too afraid.
Like, of the heights? Or
falling and all that. Like, you go up, like, so high, and then you got to climb over. Put your leg over. Nah, it's not for me.
But
I can't.
Physically, you think you'd be able to do it? It's just your fear of height stopping you?
I think in that one, it's not... I don't think it's, like, the climbing of the rungs that would stop me. It would be... The height, for sure.
Usually a lot younger when you go to boot camp.
Yes, of course, but even when I was 21, I was not going to make it.
Oh, no, this is bad. Had my dorm mate bring back an offensive lineman-sized girl and break the bunk at 2 a.m. So they were sleeping in bunk beds. His bunk mate brought back a real big girl.
Yeah.
And the bunk gave way.
I told you no big girls on the top bunk, man.
I mean, that should be a rule.
No big girls on the top bunk. It's
First of all,
I'm big enough.
Banging on the bunk. I don't care if she's big or small.
Yeah.
You can't bang on the bunk above me.
You probably got to do what you got to do.
If the bunk came crashing down, then that's a bad scene.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you die.
Well, I feel like, yeah. If you took me and then a big girl who was into me... And you placed us a good solid 4 feet above you and then just dropped it. You're gone. I mean, I think, depending.
Chuck, take her in the bottom bunk. I'll switch.
Yeah.
And I'll take the top bunk tonight.
Wake up. Amber, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Calling from Amelia Island, Florida. Big fan.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Craziest thing you've woken up to?
Okay. So I was in Panama City Beach for my high school spring break. We had just came back from the club, and my friends decided they want to go for a night beach walk. They left before me, so I quickly threw on a pair of flannel pants underneath my hoochie dress.
Yeah.
Nice. And tried to catch up with them, but I was a little too drunk, so I decided to lay down on a beach chair and wait for them to make their way back.
Oh, no.
I don't think they realized that I had followed behind, and I woke up early morning sunrise and had to make my walk of shame back to the room only to realize that there was a large Easter sunrise service happening on the beach.
Oh no. And you're the hilarious hoochie dress and flannel pants walking by.
Yikes.
Yeah, big old flannel pants and everybody was looking my way.
Yeah,
said a little prayer for
oh my god, homeless.
Homeless hooker. Homeless hooker.
Yeah, that's it.
Speaking of bunks, here's another bunk story. When I was in prison, I had the top bunk. I woke up one night to the bed shaking really hard. Took me a moment to realize what was going on. My bunkie was masturbating so hard. It was shaking the whole bunk. Here's a twist. Her and I laughed about it. Lady bunks.
And I imagine they scissored.
Yeah.
Get after it.
Lady bunks makes it better.
Get after it.
And they're hot female prisoners.
And she was going to town on herself, though, right?
It's
She's shaking the whole bed.
She knows what to do.
I had a buddy, speaking of falling asleep on those chairs or whatever, we were in Mexico and... We were getting after it like every single night. It was really insane. And he fell asleep during the day on one of those chairs, but he slept for so long the sun moved. and it went on his legs for hours, like probably 2 hours, and he woke up to the worst sunburn in the history of the world, and it like made him sick. He was so
like sunstroke almost. And,
yeah, it was really bad. It ruined his whole trip after that. But he couldn't move. He was like, it shut him down.
Oh, I'm sure
it was real bad.
Marcus, you're up next. Craziest thing you've woken up to?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So I was about just turned 21. Decided I wanted to go to my first gay pride parade, and it ended up being like a private property type situation that the gay bar that I usually go to held.
Yeah.
So we get there, the bar's feeding us drinks. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go lay down at the gazebo tent, catch some Z's, I'll be back up, I'm a party in a second. So I'm sleep. Next thing I know, I'm hearing noises about 2 feet from me, so I got my head in my arms. I lift my head up, and there's two guys going full blown at it, buck naked, right in front of me.
That's just, to me, just the gay pride
parade.
Yeah. That's not that wild, is it?
Hasn't it happened at every pride parade?
No, so, like, I just wasn't expecting this just to be right there. Like, I could have reached my arm out and joined the party.
Yeah,
you probably would have preferred that.
Yeah, it is amazing that people would just decide, like, oh, there's a guy sleeping right there, but we'll just do our thing.
We're fine.
Let's get to banging.
We're fine. Joy's next. Joy, craziest thing you've woken up to?
I lived in Florida for a while with, like, a big halfway house with a bunch of people. Okay. And we woke up to the police banging on our door. One of our roommates had stolen another roommate's car on drugs, had driven over a seawall, got it stuck halfway, had to swim out. They brought her back naked with no shoes, asking if this was our roommate. Come to find out, it was our friend's car. The girl left, so the insurance wouldn't even cover the car being totaled in a seawall.
Yeah, old insurance, it'll get you. It'll get you. Yeah, that's trouble.
It's got to be scary when you wake up and you're like, where is drugged up Dana?
Wasn't she here?
Where are my keys?
Yeeks. This one, I was at the dentist to have a molar fixed. I clenched my teeth in my sleep, and they had me in the chair. Woke up to a man screaming in a high-pitched voice saying, "Don't bite!" Oh. I fell asleep and I was clenching my jaw.
Well, you did that.
I did that. I didn't bite. I sucked.
Yeah. You did that and it was worse.
It was worse.
Like a baby lamb.
No, you don't explain the story right. You just make me sound like a finger-sucking pervert.
Yeah.
It was alternating between cleaning and the suction hose, right? That you have to then,
yes,
like almost suck on a bit to get all
you
the
have to close your mouth
extra
for sure.
juices out of your mouth.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I did. It was after work one day. I hadn't slept the night before. I'm at the dentist. They're doing something. And I was dozing off as she was cleaning my teeth.
Yeah.
And woke up sucking on her finger instead of the little suction thing.
Yep. That's amazing.
Horrible.
That is awesome.
Horrible. I went to a different dentist.
Yeah, you did. That was it.
I couldn't go back.
No. No.
They knew me, right?
Yeah,
they knew
you.
From the radio show.
Yeah, in fact.
All of a sudden, I'm freak finger sucker.
Yeah. What's incredible about that is how many times that's been told by them. So thank God at least we talk about it to get out in front of it.
I had to put it out there, right? Because otherwise I'd be known as the freaky finger sucker.
Yeah.
You have to know that you do that motion during that particular bit of cleaning. And it just was unfortunate. Daisy, how you doing, Daisy?
I'm great. How are you guys today?
Doing okay. Talking about the craziest thing you've woken up to.
Yeah, so I woke up to my boyfriend pleasuring himself in the butt with a couple dildos.
You okay?
Couple.
I didn't expect her to say it. She's like, okay. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
In the butt.
And then what did you say after that? I
couple
missed it.
Dildos. A couple of dildos.
Ah, okay.
Couple. Wow.
Couple,
yeah. He went back. What do you do when you wake up to your boyfriend pleasuring himself in the butt with a couple of dildos?
You just kind of sit there and watch.
Yeah.
You were okay with it?
Yeah, we're okay with it. We peg now pretty regularly.
Oh, wow.
Well, goodness. That's...
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like he wanted you to wake up.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, Hey, wake up!
Poopsie,
sure
there was a strap on like less than a week later.
Oh, that advanced.
Yeah. We are different. Different reactions.
Yeah. Lisa would be packing her bags and out the door before that guy knew what happened. You, on the other hand, strapping it on. Daisy.
Set and watch.
My God, almighty. He wanted her to see.
Wake up!
Definitely.
Yeah.
Her name is Daisy. He wanted to give her his daffodil.
Yeah. She took it.
Goodness. And there must have been an inkling.
Yeah.
Right? He knew
I think they probably got after it in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
I don't think you go from like zero to peg.
No, you don't. You know? Woke up to a screwdriver pointed at my throat, someone said. The girl I hooked up with had some mental issues and forgot to mention she wasn't on her meds.
Oh, boy.
She thought I was replaced by a lizard person.
Oh, it happens. You know.
A lizard person.
I am a lizard baby!
Oh, no.
Easy.
Matthew, craziest thing you've woken up to?
Hey, good morning. Penis balls.
Penis.
I was dating this nurse, and I woke up to a needle in my arm. She was drawing blood from me.
Why? What? What for?
Oh, that's what I asked her, and I said, we've been together for 6 months. You're checking me for disease. Oh, no. I know that you drink, and I want to make sure your liver's good. I'm going to send it off to the lab. Make sure your cholesterol is low.
No, this and that and the other.
While you were sleeping, this psycho did that?
Did you dump
her right after?
No. Ended up marrying her.
That is wrong.
Yeah, she just really cared about
it. What is wrong with
you? Lauderdale.
Yeah. No.
A lot, evidently. We lasted 13 months.
No, of course.
Okay, yeah.
You should not have married a woman who drew blood from you while you were sleeping.
Well, you know, you live and learn, they say. You live and learn.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, yes, Matthew. Sir. All the best.
Only 13 months he wasted.
Well, yeah.
If someone draws any fluids from you while you are sleeping.
How confident are you that you are really good at that, too? That someone is going to not wake up from being stuck with a needle?
And move?
That
chick flies wild.
I thought he said the same thing.
Thought I said what?
The S word. He thought he said that S word was wild.
I swear, I thought that as well.
My mind went there for half a second and then realized, no, he said chick.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But anyways, we just.
Yeah, I just dumped that.
Yeah.
Jason pops in and out to drop an S-bomb.
I was like, what is he doing?
No.
So you thought so too.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I understood what you.
For a second, I went there
and then went, no.
Better safe than sorry.
That's how I doodly boop.
Well, I heard it and I was like, wait a second. Oh, that's Jason, not a caller. Yeah. Oh, he's a chick.
Yeah. Fell asleep on the couch, woke up unable to breathe. My 2-year-old had crammed his peanut butter and jelly up my nose. Said I was making too much noise snoring.
Thank you. That's like one of the treatments for sleep apnea.
Peanut butter and jelly up the nose?
Uh-huh. Works every time.
You've pissed off your little kid, right?
That was one of the nicest things we've heard.
Oh my God.
You're right.
Better than two dildos in the butt.
Oh, it is. So much better.
Needles. And
Yeah. A small child that I made.
Screwdrivers.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Illegal
blizzard people
or peanut butter and jelly up the nose.
Yeah. Just a child doing childlike things.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I think we should play How Old Is She?
Okay.
With this right. one. This woman has our mugshot of the day up at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. And unfortunately, it's one of those stories where we just saw the mugshot and what she was arrested for. No real details.
Oh, okay.
She was busted for cocaine possession in North Fort Myers, and see if you can figure out how old she is once you see her mugshot.
Oh my, that's a she, huh?
That's a she.
And do you know her age, right, Dave?
I do.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, let's play a game.
Are
we
sure this
person
is human?
You don't think she's... What do you think she's
an AI mugshot?
I don't know what...
She doesn't look very human.
No. Okay, so she's obviously been blown up how many times, do you think? Three? Three explosions?
She looks like one of the killer clowns from Mars.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She has her hairdo...
Yeah.
...is... Okay, but okay,
pretty cool.
First off, how old does she look? Okay, so how old does she look to you? To me, she looks as old as my 85-year-old nanny when I was a kid, babysitter.
We can't really tell.
I know you can't, but to me, wow. Like that's what she looks like. She like if I was just. If it's a balding lady with no teeth and real bad eyes, that looks to me like you're in your 80s. I know that this person's not.
So you think meth explosions had her hair like that?
I have to assume.
Yeah. You don't think she shaved it like
Well,
that?
Maybe.
She could
it's
have,
It's tough
I
to
guess.
Tell...
You have to go to DaveandChuckTheFreak.com to check out this mugshot because you can't even really describe this hairstyle.
And I found a mugshot of her from last year where she was arrested in a prostitution bust. Same hairdo.
Same hair.
What?
People bang
prostitution.
That?
Prostitution?
Yes.
How? This person is making money with her body?
Wigs. Maybe a wig.
Oh, God, you'd have to. Who would F that?
And somebody Listen, with $5.
You couldn't even pay me money.
Dave, if you put the nicest wig that money could buy on that.
If I said $100,000.
It's still, you're still getting the BJ from the bitter beer face, man.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Okay, so you think.
What I'm saying is, I think that this person looks 85. I'm going to say, though, that their probable age is, 55.
Andy?
See, I think that she looks like she's probably 50, but she's probably really 30.
Lisa?
42.
Lisa's the closest here, 38.
Wow. Oh, that's not right.
She's 38 that's not, years old.
That shouldn't be.
She's whoa. Not
oh,
human.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I believe that it is not an explosion hair. That is that person's haircut because it is a top ponytail.
Explosion hair. Explosion hair for a haircut.
Yeah, like, no, because you can tell now. I'm like, oh, it's a top ponytail. I couldn't tell that from the photocopy.
I think we've had talked about her on this show before because that mugshot looks familiar,
really?
This one here.
So she just shaves the rest of her head except for the top ponytail. Wow, man.
And then see the one all the way on the left?
Yeah.
That was the prostitution arrest.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Aging that she's done.
Okay, but oh, so when was that? Do we know when she was arrested
prostitution?
For that? Yeah.
Last year.
So in 1 year, she's aged, what, 7 years?
But from that one photo.
Oh, yeah, from the beginning. Yeah, like it's.
That almost looks like a old driver's license ID photo.
Yep.
Man, oh, man. She's a scary looking lady.
Yeah, her hair doesn't make sense. I don't know if it just happened to do that to her.
I don't know. I do not
Drugs
know.
Drugs made him fall out?
I think she just has it pulled up to the top, and does she shave the sides?
Maybe she does. In this one, it looks like she shaved, but in the most current one, it looks
like
it's just gone.
I feel like that one's just bicked down.
That one looks more like explosion style.
You guys, yes. Honestly, on my most desperate day, if she's the last woman on Earth, I still have a hand.
Yeah, for humanity. Like, to carry on.
She is an ugly-looking man, never mind a female prostitute. I would love to see the men who have had sex with her.
I bet you'd be shocked.
Stop, dude.
I bet you'd be shocked.
Stop it.
What, do you think they're, like, incredible?
No. No. What I'm saying is, there'd be at least a couple that you're like, what?
Really?
I feel like there would.
If she's charging more than $5.
Oh, it can't be $5.
She might charge more. It looks like she's got no teeth.
I think she would upcharge. James. Don't you think that she would take, like a soft drink?
I mean, you might be able to get some of the handle cigarettes.
You could get a BJ for a Mountain Dew or a slushy,
couple smokes.
Yeah, she probably wants cash. Got a couple of fresh Marlboro Reds, fresh out of the pack. What you got for me?
I feel like drugs would be the first want, booze second, smokes third.
Dear God,
and then soft drinks and.
Can't believe what drugs will do. It just eats your body, on the inside,
for sure, and the outside,
and to create the outside.
No, because I guarantee. So, like that first photo, no one had any. Well, maybe they did, but you shouldn't have any idea that it was going to end up the way that it did.
No.
She really got an orc style kind of thing going on.
Yeah. The leader of the orcs.
It's not what you want your hooker to look like, generally. All right. Incident at a school in Texas ended up sending 6 kids to the hospital. But what is to blame for this? Let's get the report here, and I've figured out what happened. We'll give you the update after.
Classes at Kenny Creek High School are canceled for tomorrow so contractors can investigate what's been causing a strong odor. Conroe ISD gave us that update just after 7 o'clock tonight. The odor has now caused early dismissal for 2 days in a row. At least 6 students were taken to a hospital with headaches. The Kenny Creek fire chief told us their gas detectors didn't pick up anything either day.
There's some theories. It could be a prank. It could be some type of spray that is being discharged around the school, which we hope is not, because I promise you they will be held accountable. A lot of resources are tied up on incidents like these.
And a message to parents, Kenny Creek Principal Jeff Stickler wrote that they are incredibly frustrated with the situation, and anyone with information is asked to talk to the campus administration.
They figured out what it was. Fart spray.
Oh, fart spray. Devastating high school.
A student confessed to bringing a highly concentrated fart spray called the Henscout Fart Spray to school.
Oh my God, that sounds terrifying.
I'm going to buy some.
Henscout.
3 days earlier, as you heard, they responded to a smell of gas. They evacuated the school. 6 kids rushed to the hospital. And then the student prankster finally has owned up to it. Severe headaches was the reason they were rushed to the hospital.
I remember, like, I was in middle school, I think. And we had gotten a hold of not only fart spray, which was some of the grossest.
Yeah.
It didn't smell like farts either. It smelled like just like
the worst.
Something worse than that somehow. But we also had fart bombs.
Yep, I know what you're talking about. Little glass vials with the yellow liquid. Yep.
Yeah. And they were supposed to smell like farts either, but they smelled so much worse.
Oh yeah.
Like sulfury rotten eggs.
Yes. Yeah.
It's available for $10 on Amazon.
I had a friend.
Add that to my shopping list.
That went around in high school, and you'd be like at your locker, like putting your jacket on, like getting your books together, and then he would like.
Oh no, he sprayed you with it.
He would get
like
it.
Cologne.
He got everybody.
Oh man.
Like he got everybody. But what was crazy is the smell was everywhere, but they didn't like
let us all go home or anything like that.
I know. When
that was a bad day.
Because like those fart bombs that Andy was talking about, I broke some of those in a women's bathroom in high school. Like walking by, we just like launched them in there.
Yeah.
And all we did was we heard the girls complain about how it smells like rotten eggs in that bathroom. They didn't close the school down.
No. I remember they were so gross. It was almost like we were like came to terms with the fact that we have to be responsible with these.
We can't do this.
The reviews on this are crazy. One squirt lingered for hours. A week later, I still smell it. Very potent. I don't think I'll be keeping or using this again.
I think I threw a jacket away. I think I got sprayed in the jacket and the arm, and I just threw it away.
The smell makes you want to throw up. It stinks so bad, I almost threw up.
Yep.
I had to put perfume on my nose to smell something different. If you prank someone with this, do it outside.
The worst smelling day that we ever had was actually in my grade school. And we had to do this speaks to how old I am. But we had to do a project where you had to cut pictures out of a magazine and do some kind of collage. Well, all of the magazines back then had those perfume tester things. And we got into a giant perfume and cologne
battle
fight where we were opening them up and rubbing them on each other. And it was so strong. All of us got the worst headaches you could ever imagine. Like, we had to go home sick. It was like, man, that was dumb.
Allie's with us on the Dave and Chuck lines. You had a comment.
Yeah, so my brother, who's now in his early 40s, has always been a troublemaker. And in early middle school, class field trip went to the New England Aquarium. And he brought with him concentrated, like, liquid fart spray or fart droppers.
Fart droppers.
Part of the field trip, you go to the top of the aquarium, which is like an open tank.
Yep.
And he had been kind of dropping droplets all along the way, and someone caught him near the top of the tank, like almost going to pour it in. And so he's now forever banned from the New England Aquarium. I don't know. I'm sure there's not a picture of him somewhere.
Yeah, lifetime ban. Lifetime drops. Yeah.
I don't believe I've ever smelled it. Thank God.
Oh, it's terrible. It's one of the worst.
It's an unholy smell.
Yep. I remember it would be like in some of the prank stores.
I remember we got a bottle of the fart spray and we didn't even use it.
No, because like, he was too afraid.
We were just, this is too powerful.
Yeah.
This is too powerful of stuff.
My Indian family, the only thing that's happened to me like that, when I first came into Amber's family, her siblings thought it would be hilarious to prank me with something called chaat masala, which smells like farts. And it was the time where I was trying to impress her parents. I'd eat anything they put out.
Right.
And they're like, here, Dave, have some delicious chaat masala. It was fart in a bowl.
Stop.
Like, I put it, I was like, okay, I went delicious. I'm like, oh, God. Like, I couldn't do it.
I could not eat something that smelled like a fart.
Oh, it smells.
Dave eats farts. Yeah. Dave eats farts.
Oh, I'd throw up.
I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Fart. Mm. So it is a spice that you can just put on anything?
Yeah, but they put it on some like...
Oh, man.
Yeah, look. It gives a very peculiar fart-like smell. Oh, my God. So they put it on top of some...
appetizing?
I don't know, Lisa. I guess it tastes better than it smells, but when you smell it, oh, my God.
Well, isn't there like a fruit or something that smells like death but tastes delicious?
I forget what those are called.
Yeah, there is something, right?
Yeah, I think they're called like Dorian fruits.
Like you open it up and it's like this weird gooey white thing and people eat it and they think it's delicious.
It smells like farts due to black salt, which has an odor that many would describe as funky. Once you get past that funk, you're in for a salty, tart, spicy, tangy, umami-esque experience that picks up different flavors.
I can't get by the farts, man.
I know, you couldn't. And you shouldn't.
No.
It's just Indian pranks to look out for.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome. German police say a 51-year-old man who was left tied up in the woods when a sex game went wrong had a lucky escape after a cyclist and a hunter heard his screams for help.
Yep.
We were just cycling and hunting, and we heard your screams for help.
Thank you. A man tied me up here.
Sexual games.
You understand sexual games.
We know, we're German.
Yeah.
Police say the man.
Here's our sexual game knife. You're free.
He was discovered firmly bound with ropes and pantyhose over his head.
Hello.
On top of a deer hunting platform near the town of Bjerkberg.
What you doing up there? Sex games gone wrong? Sex games. All right, we'd be up there with our sex games gone wrong knife. Thank you.
He was tied up, he says, by a woman he met online.
Sure.
After she had done so, the woman received a phone call and fled the woods suddenly.
Do you know where women don't take you?
To a deer hunting stand?
To a deer blind in the middle of the forest.
Sorry, we don't believe that.
The 51-year-old said he had a box cutter on him for such situations, but underestimated the woman's bondage skills because he was unable to reach the knife. He was unharmed. He refused to provide any information about the woman's identity.
Can you reach in my pocket and find the sex games knife? I just can't reach it.
Safety knife. It's right here.
Of course. Do you have yours on you?
You're assuming
he has pants on.
Oh, yes, exactly. Well, I can't reach it.
Yes, it's down there.
He's away.
He was unharmed. They have opened an investigation on the woman for suspicion of failure to render assistance and possible deprivation of liberty.
Yeah, well, she put him up there to die, I think, so.
That's what it sounds like.
Or it was just part of it. And she was like, you know what? This guy loves being tied up. You know, I'm just going to leave him for a while. Go do some shopping, get some things done. You know,
why would you ever let a woman do that to you? I tie you up on the top of a deer blind?
I mean, that part is wild, but I do think there are guys actively right now. There are men tied up. Right now, there are men who have been tied up all night. And
they're just sitting listening to the show. Yep, they can't change the channel.
Yep, the alarm went off. It's our show. They're tied up. They can't reach their sex line.
Bound and tied.
Yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't let us know because they're.
And I think that there probably are some people that are like, yeah, I'd love to be bound and tied up for like a couple hours and to think the person's not coming back. That's just, we're a mess, you know?
Yeah, we are for sure. All right, coming up, those crazy Canadians. What store did a Canadian man open that got him arrested? Let's find out.
Those crazy Canadians.
Jerry Martin opened the drug store.
Okay.
And was arrested soon after. It wasn't your typical over-the-counter or prescription drugs. His store was selling heroin, cocaine, and meth.
Wow, that is advanced.
Vancouver police say they arrested a man for drug trafficking in connection with an illicit drug dispensary that began operating in the downtown area the other day. They started gathering evidence after the suspect started selling cocaine, crack, meth, and heroin out of a store near Main and Cordova Streets.
Surprised he got a business loan.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your plan?
We'll just call it stuff up there, like the beer store, the drug store.
That's how it works there.
They also see some body armor and Canadian currency as part of the ongoing investigation. Mm. They say he is banned from returning to the downtown Vancouver area as part of his bail conditions. The store, which was next to a pretty popular area, had sandwich boards featuring a price list for all the drugs, which ranged from $10 for a point, one-tenth of a gram of meth, to $250 for 2.5 grams of crack.
So he literally was advertising. It wasn't
There's the signs.
Yeah, it's not even like a, you have to know something and know a code word.
He wore a stab-proof vest as he sold drugs from behind a plexiglass window inside the shop.
This guy's a nut.
Yeah.
He said he wants to launch a challenge, arguing that Canada has created a toxic drug supply that's killing Canadians. He wanted to safely sell drugs to people.
My goodness. Well, let me know if this takes off.
It hasn't so far.
No.
It just landed him behind bars. No.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.